You're listening to the Boom Podcast, brought to you by Southside Broadcasting in association with Boom Pods Edco NRG Cycling Team, the team that rock.
Quite right, too. It's a scintillating new podcast, a brand spanking new podcast with the awesome Tony McDonough and Tony Rees. So two Tonys in the studio. Let's go to Tony McDonough first. How are you, sir?
I'm very well, Alex. Are you?
It's been
a long time since we've done this.
And so long ago that we put on your bike into the bike sheds.
We've got a brand new bike for 2018, yes. Vehicle for 2018.
As we've just heard, the Boom Podcast for the musical bed there. And we've got the Race for the Cafe blogger himself in the studio, Tony Rees. How are you, Tony?
I'm very well, thank you, Alex. Very well.
Marvellous. Tony McDonough. Or shall I say Tony 1 and Tony 2? Or perhaps Cafe Tony and Sheffield Wednesday Tony. Either of those two would be suitable. Tony, what is the Boom Podcast going to be all about?
It's going to be full of good music, good interviews with cyclists, product makers, decision makers, people who have a passion for cycling and especially for women cycling, because the team is the official podcast of the women's race team, and it will be heard when you see us across the more flagship races this season. You will be able to hear this podcast
as you're cycling, possibly. Just a thought. Miriam Jessop, of course, will be making her debut on the production.
The victorious.
Exactly. So great stuff for that. And we're going to be going live to the London Bike Show with David from Boom Pods, David Tansley as well, as well as finding out how Tony Rees actually puts together winter bikes versus summer bikes and winter training for the racing cyclists. That's just a tease ahead. But let's go into the music to start off with Ghosts of Social Networks. Would you like to introduce it, please, Tony?
Yeah, this is a track that features, if you check the team's Facebook page, you'll see this track features on a promotional video. It's a band signed to one of our sponsors at Wise Dog Records, and it's the very exceptional Ghosts of Social Networks.
This is a love, I don't know.
the truly awesome Ghosts of Social Networks. And if this isn't love, well, it'd be the Boom Podcast. You have not lied, Tony McDonough. You have not lied at all, because now, all being well, we can go down to the Excel Centre in London for the 2018 London Bike Show. And whom should we find there but the truly talented Boom Pods man extraordinaire? It's David Tansley. How are you, David?
Yeah, I'm fine, thanks. We've been surprisingly busy today for the first day of the London Bike Show.
Well, you say surprisingly so. I mean, clearly the product is good. It's all wonderful. But talk to us about what you're doing there, why you're there, and why it's so important to sponsor teams and get out there in the community.
Yeah, well, we're I say surprisingly busy, because I thought most people would be working on a Friday. But obviously enough people like cycling to not bother coming in. But this is our first time here, and we're showcasing all our headphones and speakers, and our product really is quite sport related. So everything's designed to be used outdoor, or headphones when you're doing sport. So it's a perfect fit, this show for us.
Well, that's what we'd like to hear, of course, because, Tony, you were not lying, as we said, when people will be listening to the Boom Podcast via the Boom product.
They will. We'll have, it's also the debut today of the Team Gazebo at the bike show, which David's kindly supplying us with. So at the key races next year, if you look out for the Team Gazebo, head for there, and you'll hear this very podcast and future ones coming through the Boom Pod speakers there.
There were people who said back in 2012, oh, cycling, it's going to be a fad. Then after the Tour de Yorkshire, people saying, oh, it's not going to last. But it does seem as though we are entering into a renaissance when it comes to bikes and the whole sort of scenario. I mean, David, share with us your own story. How did you get into the whole cycling world?
Oh, well, it just goes back a few years now, back to the early 80s when the Tour de France was first on Channel 4, and I think my first introduction in cycling was back in 1982 at the World Road Cycling Championships, which are held in Goodwood in Sussex, and I was only about 12, 13 years old, and I was employed to pick up litter. And from that sparked my interest in cycling, and here I am many years later in the cycling world, really. And it's grown beyond all recognition to where it was.
Well, we mentioned, of course, 2012, not just because it was the Olympic year, but it was also the year that Boom Pods became established.
Yeah, it's been a rapid growth. So 2012 was the first, we did the first sketch of our first product. And now we're selling in about 40 countries around the world. So UK is one of our smallest markets at the moment, but we're really hoping that's going to expand over this coming year.
I love the line, simplicity by design. That's wonderful. I mean, I'm accessing these details from, of course, your exhibition page at the London Bike Show. And it's nice to, I mean, Tony, have you brought any into the studio today for us to have a look at?
As Tony Rees, the studio guest,
Tony Rees is indeed
got a very own
and photographs
pair.
Will be appearing on the Facebook site. Well done, Tony Rees, for ensuring that product placement is maintained throughout the whole thing.
It's been thought through.
I can confirm, David Tansley, that in the studio today, Tony Rees has actually just posed almost in the glamorous sort of style, really. He hasn't sprawled across the actual bike, but he's been holding up on your products, which is wonderful. Tony McDonough, any thoughts or questions you want to put to David about the bike show and what sort? Because, I mean, I think next year we should be there. We should be doing a location report from it.
I think without a doubt, I think we should, yes, an outside broadcasting from London, definitely. I think my biggest thing, David, is how does the gazebo look? Is it up to expectations?
Yeah, it's huge, and it's so bright.
Excellent.
It's a showstopper. It really is. I think the team are going to be pretty happy, especially if the weather's bad. This thing is watertight, so...
Right, that's what we wanted to know, ready for the season ahead.
I was particularly impressed when I was sharing the fact that we were doing that, teasing ahead to the Boom Podcast, and I was saying it's going to be about popular music, or wonderful top music, Roman One bands, and indeed cycling. And people were saying, that's a really interesting, innovative connection. That's just really dynamic. I mean, David, from your own point of view, what music do you like to listen to when you're cycling, with your Boom Pods to hand?
Yeah, well, I'm a rock man, really. So anything rocky kind of gets me going. And our product's been designed so it's perfect to use when you're cycling. It's very, the controls are very tactile, so you don't need to look at the controls when you're cycling or when you're running. It's intuitive.
Hmm. Which makes perfect sense. Now, we've been playing around with jingles and idents for this particular show, and I think if you're happy to stay with us for a few seconds, in fact, to be precise, about 20 seconds, we'll play you a little musical sting plus one of the idents that we're using to obviously really flag up. It's like the chimes of Big Ben if Big Ben was working, but obviously it isn't, so you know, we clearly have to step in.
You're listening to the Boom Podcast, brought to you by Southside Broadcasting, in association with Boom Pods Edco NRG Cycling Team, the team that rock.
Which was just a little sting, I thought was quite nice, really. There were
one
or two folk who might remember that wherever that originated from, but you know, it's a thought. More is not coming. Tony Rees, have you got any questions as you brought that up? Have you got any questions or thoughts you want to share with David about Boom Pods and the product and so on?
I was surprised to hear that the UK market was so small. Actually, I didn't realise that the product was doing so well in the rest of the world. Quite frankly,
yeah, no, we're really selling a lot in Asia and the Middle East, South America, and North America. In Europe, Germany's our biggest market for sure. So we've got a lot of room to grow in the UK. So the association with the team and just getting our name out there and the brand out there will really help.
Well, it's good to see that 2018 sees Boom Pods involved in cycle sport as the lead sponsor of Boom Pods. Yes, we know. Boom Pods Edco NRG Women's Cycling Team, to be precise. A truly awesome partnership, and one which will be seen through a successful season, Tony, I think. It'll be a successful, exciting season.
We're massively excited, yeah, about the season ahead. So we had a good debut season under another guy's last year, and the team has improved for this season. With through David's support of the team, we've already been able to enter races that were out of his reach last season. That'll mean television coverage for David and his products, and hopefully that'll lead to David getting more established in the UK. That's the plan.
It's a win-win situation. Now, people may be listening to this podcast literally on the time it's being recorded, or roughly on that day, because it's going up on February the 23rd. So that's 2 days. So they might be sort of thinking, shall I go to the XL Centre? So let's say, yes, you should go to the XL Centre for the bike show. We've already talked about the gazebo. Where can they find you, David Tansley, if folk are listening to the podcast and say, I want to actually, it's all very realistic this via my computer or my portable on-demand sort of system, but I want a Boom podcast. I want to actually listen to it through the Boom Pods. How can they find you at the cycle show?
Well, we're in the middle, really. We're in the middle of the show, and you just have the gazebo. We're next to the main stage.
Which means, and I'm just sort of saying this because I was saying to Tony, we were last down there actually in January for the London Boat Show. Different environment entirely, but the thing about the XL Centre is a bit like an aircraft hangar. You know, you sort of say, I'll meet you somewhere in the XL Centre. Which end? It's like a huge sort of area. So presumably, if we're in the middle, the bright gazebo is the place to go for. That's the bright gazebo.
Yeah.
Boom Pods.
S9.
Thank you.
Next to the door.
Yes, yes. S9 could save people on their journeys there, that grid reference, you know, to work through the whole process. Tony, anything else you'd like to sort of say at this stage other than, yes, we should have been there, really. We should have coordinated ourselves. We will be there.
We should have had the weekend in London, yes, without a doubt. Yeah, all expenses paid and everything, yes. But, you know, I just wanted to say on air, really, a massive thank you to David on behalf of all the team and everybody around. It's just, through David's help, it's enabled us to do what, achieve what we wanted, or to certainly go a long way down the road of what we want to achieve for the women's team this year. And without his help, it wouldn't have happened. So it's a massive thank you, and all the riders are hugely appreciative of him.
Absolutely, it's great stuff. So, David, you have already been duly entered into the Hall of Fame when it comes to the patron saint supporters of cyclists. Well done. It's great stuff. David, we will speak again, I'm sure, when various other things are actually there. I gather from Tony that you've got a couple of the cyclists who are actually on the stand as well. I gather Rachel's there and a couple of other folk that you've got who you might want to give a couple of shout-outs to.
Yeah,
Yeah, we got Rachel and Gloria both on the stand. They're next to me now. And they've been really helpful today.
Excellent. There we are. It's good for Rachel and Laurie.
If you want a word, I can put them on.
Do you know, I think we should. Yeah, I mean, you know, let's okay. face it. You know, it's important.
Let's make a word.
I'm
gonna money, yeah.
Exactly.
I'm going to be on to Rachel first. She's really excited to talk to you guys.
Brilliant. Cheers, David.
Hello.
Hi, Rachel. How's it going and how's the gazebo? Those are the two burning questions that we need to ask you.
It's very good, thank you. It looks like it'll be very hard wearing for those races in the winter. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does look good.
And have you tried the Boom Pod out yourself? I mean, as well as obviously being there and actually doing fantastic stuff supporting David and sort of dealing with questions and so on, would you actually say, yeah, when it comes to actually having something to play my music, this is ideal?
Yeah, I would, especially for sports. Like, I've been training indoors when the weather's been bad, and having headphones that are wireless for things like turbo and rollers have been so useful and easy, and like they're so easy to use. Yeah, it's really good.
Okay. Tony Rees, Race for the Cafe blogger. I'm not sure. I mean, Rachel, have you accessed the Race for the Cafe blog at all? Are you familiar with Tony Rees?
No, I don't.
Well, then
think
this
so.
Is a chance to get to, you know, so Tony, talk to us about what you've been doing in this winter bikes versus summer bikes scenario.
Well, the blog that I wrote, my most recent blog was about my approach to winter training, and my approach has sort of changed over the years, as has a lot of other people's. The approach to the equipment has changed, and the actual approach to how we train. So in the past, people would use a sort of an old bike and recycle it and use it as a winter bike and have the unpleasantness of riding a not very nice bike through the winter. A lot of that's changed now, and people use much more modern bikes, much more expensive bikes, quite frankly, and that's been enabled partly by the development of much better mudguards and different frame designs, so you don't need really to compromise on what you're riding in the winter now.
Rachel, does that resonate with you? Did you used to have a different bike for the winter and one for the summer? Rachel, did you also have a different bike for the winter and one for the summer? Did you change your bikes at all?
Yeah, I did. I've got my race bike, which I've been riding when the weather's not been too bad. So I've just been training in Spain, and I'm able to ride my race bike there. But in the UK, when it's raining and muddy, I have to go to my winter trainer.
Mm. So, clearly, it's a blog that was written for Rachel.
Well, the other thing that's changed, of course, as well, is technology now enables people to train much more effectively indoors, as Rachel alluded to there. You know, there's so much technology available and so many different types of indoor training equipment that actually people can train indoors and compete with other people at the same time now, something that wasn't possible even a couple of years ago.
It's the 21st century, clearly. Rachel, it's been a joy connecting with your good self briefly this morning, this afternoon, or whatever time you're listening to the podcast. I don't know. It could be in the middle of the night. But can you pass on Laurie, and we'll have a brief chat with her, and then the message will be sorted out perfectly, I feel.
I'll pass you over.
Fantastic.
Hello? Are.
Hi, Laurie. How are you keeping? Okay?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Similar question to Rachel. Have you tried the Boom Pod package? How does it feel to yourself? Does it help you? And what's your favourite music to listen to when you're actually cycling away?
Well, when I'm training, I like to listen to quite rocky music, even though that probably doesn't suit me, like what I look like, because I don't know. But people are always surprised when I say I quite like rock music, but like really upbeat stuff, because then it kind of feels like you can't feel the pain.
Yeah, that's a sort of common line, really. So obviously,
I think a lot of cyclists would say it's something up tempo, whether that's dance, rock. It's got to be quite.
Yeah,
sort of upbeat.
I quite like it with like drums, and I find that with some of the Boom Pod products, like the Sport Pods Enduro, they like have really good bass in them. So it just feels so much nicer when you've got that playing.
Yeah. You see, gone are the days where you used to have a cassette tape that might jog out of a routine, or a CD might sort of just fall out. This is a whole new world.
See, I'm old enough to remember having a, taping a Walkman to my bike.
Yeah.
That's how old I am.
Which could be a health and safety issue, of course.
Yeah, it's totally, yes.
You know, I think if that got caught in the spokes, it could have been, you know, carnage across the whole sort of system. Laurie, is this your first bike show, or have you been a regular over the last few years?
I've come to the London Bike Show for the past 2 years, but this is the first time I've, like, helped out at it. So it's actually been really cool, because I have a nice exhibitor band on my wrist, and other stalls kind of talk to you because you're part of the trade and it's really nice.
Brilliant. That's what we like to hear. And the Excel Centre will be just that little bit more happier because they have David and Laurie and Rachel, and the BoomPod brand is there in full force. Guys, it's been fantastic touching base with yourself. We've still got to pack in an interview with a BPE team rider, Miriam Jessett. We've got more from Tony Rees. We've got Uber Fuse coming up in a few moments. It's so much goodness. Scarce the whole thing in, basically. we need a slogan, actually. We need to actually sort of find out. Should we just... No, I was tempted to say boom, boom, but I think Fox Puppet actually stole that a few years ago, so we might have to sort of work on a different line from that. Rachel and Laurie, many thanks, and David, many thanks. We'll say farewell for the moment, ease them back to cover a whole variety of other bits and pieces. And I think we'll just play this.
In today's crowded world, it's sometimes hard to get heard. And sometimes you need a little extra push to be heard. That's where Manila PR can help. We specialise in online radio and press for independent bands, with prices to match, and have been doing so for the last decade. So if you have a noise to make, make it with Manila. Visit manilapr.com now.
You're listening to the Boom Podcast, brought to you by Southside Broadcasting, in association with Boom Pod's EDCO NRG Cycling Team, the team that rock.
Awesome. Awesome. And I say again, awesome. Triple awesome. Okay, Miriam Jessett coming up in a few moments from now. I haven't asked Tony Rees as yet. Music from Ghosts of Social Networks and music from Uber Fuse. I'm not sure they've heard of Uber Fuse before, but have you caught any of these bands? Was a case of, well, that's educating my musical taste, because personally I was waiting for more Slade and so on.
Slade Once Upon a Time. I'm more of a Bruce Springsteen man.
Really?
I'll be honest. Yeah.
Born to Cycle.
Very good.
It's a way. Tony, would you like to introduce Uber Fuse? We've had smidgens of it. We had a smidgen of it at the start. We had a smidgen of it there. But now we're about to hear the full and unmitigated joy. And I was privileged enough to actually interview these guys a few months ago, actually.
Have you spoken to Jerry from the band?
Indeed, yes. And they're great folks as well as being key musicians. So over to you. It's time to introduce this next musical slice before we hopefully go to speak to Miriam Jessett.
Yeah, this next piece of music is it's a London duo called Uber Fuse. They're again involved in supporting the team, and this
nothing to do with booking taxis, in case people are thinking. No,
not the same.
Double O B E R.
Yes, you'll find
people can be so confused.
Yes,
they expect the taxi drivers to sing to them. It's not going to work at all.
But yeah, this was a track that they released last year, and this is the version you're going to hear today is actually a remix. And when they delivered. We were looking for music for the sponsor video, and when they delivered this track, it was perfect for the sponsor video because it sort of suits like it has a European feel about it, about the keyboards. And I think it's a Swedish remix, actually.
Almost Kraftwerk-esque.
It is,
but slightly better. Yeah. I think in terms of the overall system. Ralph Hoyter, take note. This is what you could have won.
Exactly.
Not just a great tune, but also a very good motto as well. You could have that as part of the team motto, Tony. Never give up.
Yep, we thought that. I think we have used that somewhere before, about a month ago when we came across this track. But yeah, it's a feeling that's going to be a theme song for the season.
And as a more discerning listener will have actually heard, it's part of the theme song for the iDent as well, really, for the Boom podcast. When they hear those opening bars coming through, they'll say, it's time for another Boom podcast. It's time now to welcome a star. A glorious star of
star rider
of the wonderful cycling world, who's going to talk about the status of women's cycling and much, much more. It's the legendary Miriam Jessett. How are you, Miriam?
Hi, I'm good, thanks.
Brilliant. Now, welcome to the first ever Boom podcast. Sparklingly wonderful and great from that perspective. How's women's cycling doing? Let's just jump straight into the whole system, because we had all the joys of the Olympics and the wins from that point of view, and then people have moved, and some of the cyclists have turned into riding jockeys and horses, it would seem, these days. Bless them, very confusing. But from your own perspective, are we in a healthy position? Because, I mean, my initial line is that it seems as though we're not doing that badly, really.
I think women's cycling is going from strength to strength, really. More people are getting involved and getting into the sport, which is brilliant. And the fact we've got more women's teams, elite teams, like Boom Pod, just makes women's cycling even stronger every year.
Which is great stuff. Question we've been putting to most of our interviewees today, have you tried out a Boom Pod yourself as yet?
Yes, I have. All of their products are brilliant. I use them when I'm on the turbo training. I use them when I'm out on the road. It helps pass the time.
Excellent. It's just across the base, really. Tony, any thoughts that you'd like to share with Miriam and some background info as well?
Yeah, I mean, I think we should have really introduced Miriam as the victorious Miriam Jessett.
I thought victorious, awesome victorious,
well,
both.
Romped a victory last Saturday at Croft Race Circuit to give us a second win of the season. Stood on the podium and fantastic performance. Yeah. And I believe, are you there again tomorrow, Miriam, at Croft?
Yeah, I'm racing tomorrow. Hopefully there'll be another win in the bag.
Because I think we've got quite a strong team going over. I think you've got a few numbers around you this week.
Oh, brilliant.
If I'm right. And one thing I was going to ask you today was, am I right in thinking your background is in swimming previously?
Yes. So I was a swimmer, and in 2013 I got a national medal, and then subsequently got an injury, and then now I'm on the bike.
So do you think that the swimming discipline, that lends itself to cycling in some way, the more the mindset?
Definitely. So the amount of hours that I have to put in for swimming, getting up at 5 a.m, just that discipline I've been able to transfer into my cycling training.
I'd have to say, not so much secret anymore, because she's gone and sort of won on a debut race, but sort of I suspect Miriam's going to be our sort of not so secret success rider this year. She's blown a cover already in race one.
Miriam, at the end of the day, you've got to actually sort of be true to your inner self and cycle like the wind possesses you, girl. That's fantastic stuff. Into this whole notion of winter bikes versus summer bikes, something we've been talking about with Tony Rees. Have you had a distinctive difference? Do you use different bikes in the winter from the summer? Is there a change, or do you do more of your training indoors?
Yes, so I do. I have 5 bikes. For my winter bike, I have a Ribble, and for a summer bike, I have a Cervelo. There is a big difference in weight, which is mainly the big difference. And also one's a carbon frame and one's an aluminium frame. The Ribble is very strong and sturdy and reliable, which is what you want for a winter bike, and then a summer bike is just light and brilliant.
Tony, is that something which again echoes your talk about the technology is improving, and things have changed from when you started yourself, right?
Well, they're changing very rapidly, and in the last 3 or 4 years, the price of good quality bikes has come down. So a lot of people now are riding carbon fibre bikes through the winter, where in the past those were the bikes that were saved for the good weather and the summer months. Now, as the costs have come down, people are quite happy to ride a carbon fibre bike. They can fit some decent mudguards on it, and take the mudguards off and race on it in the summer. So, you know, technology's rapidly moved on in terms of the lightness, the durability, the construction of the frame. So, yeah, things have changed certainly in the last few years.
Miriam, if there are people listening to us who are sort of at the younger end of the scale and thinking, I want to be the next Miriam Jessett, what advice would you give them? Start off with swimming lessons.
I think to just give everything a try in any sport, but with cycling specifically, looking at your local clubs, they'll have something called a go ride section, which will bring up riders from probably about 8 to the age of 16. Just give it a go. Have fun. Having fun is the most important thing.
Mm. And it's fair to say that if you're enjoying it, you'll do better at it, and it's a virtuous circle, so it's a win-win situation. Tony McDonough, any thoughts or questions you'd like to raise now? Other than sort of, we have a champion in our midst, and she is going to continue to win, and we will support her forevermore.
Yeah, and a local girl as well, a North East girl. So it'd be fantastic if... I've got a sneaky suspicion that Miriam's going to be one of his top performers because of her abilities undoubted. It's just she's got a great team around her. Everybody will be supporting her through this year, and I do think she's going to deliver some fantastic results for us.
And presumably you're also going to keep the theme going when we ask people what they like to listen to when they're using their boom pods. Is it more rocky and drumming beats and drum bass and things, or you're going to surprise us and say, no, personally I prefer some steps, classic steps from the turn of the century?
Is that for Miriam?
Yes, it was for Miriam, yes.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. More rock, really.
Yes, I thought, yeah. It's no good. Steps,
yeah, to be a team, truly are a team that rock. They're all rock fans.
Exactly. I thought it might be 5, 6, 7, 8, but no, obviously, it's good stuff. Well, Miriam, you have brought us neatly round to the end of 35 minutes of magic. 35 English minutes of magic have actually passed through, like cycles going round that whole process, and it's been awesome connecting with your good self. We will, I'm sure, speak again very soon, hopefully connect with you again on location reports and so on. Tony Rees, talk to us a bit about Race for the Cafe blogger. Race for the Cafe blog. How can people find? Do they just type in Race for the Cafe? And why did you call it Race for the Cafe? Is it because you desperately can't? You need that coffee fix on a morning or tea?
Well, the name Race for the Cafe, actually, the blog began as a way of sharing my PhD research, and my PhD thesis was called The Race for the Cafe. And it was something that one of the racing cyclists that I was researching commented that a training ride with racing cyclists inevitably concluded with a race for the cafe, and that's where the name came from.
Whilst Miriam's still online, does that resonate, Miriam? Do you race for the cafe?
Definitely.
It's clearly, Dr. Tony Rees, well sorted through on that basis. Marvellous.
Getting out of the cafe is not.
I thought I'd seen some bizarrely titled PhD theses in my time. Clearly pushed out for that old basis. Tony McDonough, that is the Boom Podcast Volume 1 pretty much wrapped up. Have you enjoyed it?
It's been fantastic. And I just want to also say wish Miriam the best of luck tomorrow racing.
Thank you.
Indeed. Or, if you're listening to this podcast afterwards, congratulations, Miriam, on another successful win.
And another win, yeah. No pressure.
keep those two things in order.
You're listening to the Boom Podcast, brought to you by Southside Broadcasting, in association with Boom Pods, EDCO, NRG Cycling Team, the team that rock.